at the half on WLAW Sports. USA leads by 1 point, 23-22, over the defending and back-to-back state champions, the Flint Beecher Buccaneers, 23-22 in a back-and-forth game. So far, we've had three lead changes and three ties. After the first quarter, it was USA 14-7. At halftime, it's a one-point lead, 23-22, as Flint Beecher outscored USA in the second quarter, 15-9. Leading scorers for Flint Beecher, we have Tez Ivory with 9 points, Quay Burks with 7, and Mike Hurd with 6 points. That's all the scoring for them, 3 players, and 3 players for USA. Brendan Ballard with 13 points, Zach Kramer with 6 points, and Aaron Sines with 4 points, rounding out your scoring. John Mooney?
As far as percentages are concerned, you know, I'm kind of surprised at Beecher. I'll get back to that in a second. But we have USA 10 for 22, 45%. That's shooting the ball really well. For Beecher, 9 for 28, 32%. But more importantly, though, what I'm looking at the shot chart for Beecher is that they're really shooting a lot from the outside. They were 2 for 13, 15%. But if you look at their stats off of Max Preps or whatever, Beecher is boasting their three-point shot is 56%. I'm sorry, 56% and 15% are two big numbers that are a little bit different.
Just slightly.
USA, they're 33%, 3 for 9 from three-point land. And that pretty much has been about what they have been shooting all year. Roughly, I have them for about 31%.
And I'd like to point out there's been one free throw in this game. Flint Beecher is 1 for 1 from the free throw line. USA, 0 for 0. Ryan Brown, what are you seeing on the sidelines?
Well, I'm seeing a lot of passion, a lot of fire on this USA team. Like I said, Kramer, he's coming out, he's playing well. Also with Sines, he's going to have to take care of the ball a little bit more the second half, along with the whole rest of the team, because I don't see Beecher coming out of their full court pressure anytime soon. They're just going to have to take care of the ball and just keep battling the rest of the way.
It's time to take a quick break. When we return, we'll have your second half action on the WLAW Sports Network. USA 23, Flint Beecher 22 at the half.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram!
Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Oh, poor fella. Not only doesn't he have a car, he doesn't have a local insurance agent. He saved $2 a month by buying insurance from an 800 number company in New York. So now what?
You have reached 1-800-CHEAP-POLICY. If your home or business is burned down, press 1. If your home or business is still burning, press 2.
An independent local agent would be ready to help and start claim work 24 hours a day.
If you have had work or household accident, or have been bitten by a dog, cat, rat, bat, snake, or child, push 3. Auto accidents, push 4.
And your local agent can modify your policies to always give you the best coverage and price.
If you've just had a dented fender, push 1. If it's a real mess, push 2. If you are bleeding profusely, press 3. If it was your fault, please hang up now.
See your Huron County independent insurance agents. McVeigh Insurance, Peruski Insurance, Aromsix Insurance in Bed Axe, the Power Agency in Kaysville, Caulfield Insurance in Kaysville or Seaboyne, Bailey Insurance in Pigeon, the Harbor Beach Agency in Harbor Beach, Halber Insurance in Harbor Beach or Port Hope, and Fiden and Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin.
Starters for both teams to start this second half, so out there for USA, Sines, the Simpler, Kramer, Ewald, and Ballard. For Flint Beecher, we have Ellison, Ivory, Johnson, Blake, and Burks. USA gets the ball to start this second half, right to left across the radio in the blue uniforms. Sines to Ewald, right wing. Finds himself at the free throw line, feeds into Ballard. He goes up for the shot, and they say he traveled with it. So first turnover of the second half for USA. Now the 11th turnover of the night. Gives the ball back to Beecher. trailing by one to USA, 23-22. Top of the key, Ellison over to Burks, back up to Ellison, resets the offense. Taking their time, trailing by a mere point to USA. Back up to Ivory. Ellison now left wing, Ivory top of the key, back over to Ellison. Burks feeds it in to their big man in the left block. This one's no good. And the put back by Tommy Johnson is good. It's now 24-23. Beecher by one. Over to Zach Kramer, left wing. And it's stolen by Ellison. Goes up for the layup on the right wing. And this one's good from Ivory. He has 11 points. It's now a three-point lead for Beecher. They've led as many as by four in this game. 26-23. Beecher over USA currently. Third quarter, and there's another steal on the press. And Hayden Ewald steals it right back. Zach Kramer, left wing. Top of the key, two to Simpler. USA needs to take care of the ball to stay in this one. Signs for three, no good, short. And rebound, Flint Beecher. And we're going to have a hand check foul against Aaron Signs. His first, the sophomore for USA.
That was a frustration foul.
And the first foul of the second half for USA as we have a timeout called by USA, a 30-second timeout on the WLW Sports Network. 6:37 left in the third, 26-23 Beecher.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Caro. Looking for a great lease on a new 2014 Ram 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 Bighorn? This great truck goes for only $299 a month with $1,500 cash down or trade equity. And this truck is loaded with features such as a Hemi V8 and 20-inch chrome wheels. The Ram truck is also Motor Trend's Truck of the Year for 2 years running. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
Flint Beecher starts the second half with a 4-0 run, leading by three, 26-23. Ryan Brown, take it away.
It's basically just talking about taking care of the ball. They came out, turned the ball over a couple times trying to get up the floor. They really got to focus on not giving away any possessions to Beecher here.
And Ryan Brown listening to the USA huddle there as the Simpler tips it out of bounds on defense as Beecher gets it out of the side. Ellison taking his time, calling the orders from top of the key over to Ivory, left wing, now over to Burks. Dribbles to the top of the wing at the high post for the jump shot. This one is good. From Tommy Johnson, who's starting to heat up. He has 4 points and his largest lead of the night now for Beecher at 5, 28-23. And we have a double team, a trap right in the corner outside the midcourt as USA knocks it off their feet. Hayden Ewald calling for the line here out of bounds.
Notice that every possession for the Beecher Bucks, that they've gone inside. I think they got a talking to in the halftime speech.
28-23, Beecher by five, their largest lead of the night. Signs, left wing, takes the long two, left wing, this one short, air ball, and picked up by Ivory. Burks now your point guard, top of the key. USA sticking to their zone defense. Over to the left wing to Ellison. Burks over to Ivory, right wing. Back up to Burks, who thought about taking the three, does not. Ellison does instead, and he draws the push foul against USA's to Simpler on the three shot, which was no good. And they're going to say it was after the shot, so it is Buccaneer ball on the side. They're going to call that the against Hayden Ewald. That's his fourth foul. So he sits down. Brandon Harper comes in for USA. The 6'1" senior, according to the roster. 5:27 left in the third. Beecher by five, 28-23.
Okay, USA is going to have to dig in right here. Important stop.
Ellison over to Ivory. Back to Burks, right wing. Ellison in the corner. Dribbling. Back to Burks. Top of the key. Ellison, right wing, trying to feed it into the block against Ballard. Nothing there. High post, turnaround jump shot. This one's short. Rebound by Ellison. He puts this one up, and this rims out. No good. Rebound Ballard. Good defense there by USA. Now they just need to break the press here. Signs trying to dribble through it. Brandon Harper.